Hey, baby. Welcome home. Oh, nothing, just trying to get some work done. Some scheduling stuff, and then I gotta start on my homework. Got 10 years worth of readings I have to finish by next week. You too, huh? At least we can suffer together. Oh, no, I'm fine. Just a little tired. I think my bones have fused together. Yeah, I guess it's about time for a break. Come here. Did you have a good day? That's good. Sleepy, huh? Well, it's a little late for dinner, but I guess we'll have an extra big breakfast in the morning, okay? Alright. Oh, yeah, it's kind of chilly. Can you do me a favor, sweetheart? Would you bring the blanket over for me? Yeah, the soft one. Thanks, baby. Now, I need an even bigger favor. I need you to sit on my lap. It's solely for the purpose of warming up, I promise. Hello. Here, I'll wrap us up nice and cozy. Feels good to cuddle after a long day, huh? I love how well you fit into me. My arms around your waist and yours around my neck. Your forehead in the exact position to be kissed. Seriously, though, I think I might have a problem. It's pretty bad, actually. What's wrong is that somebody decided I get the responsibility of having the cutest girl in the world sit on my lap. Come on, I totally got you. I mean, can you blame me? How can I not be a goof when you respond so well to my nonsense? You did this to yourself. Did I make you yawn? Yeah, that is my superpower. The unstoppable ability to make beautiful women drowsy as fuck. You love it. Well, you should have thought about that before you decide to date the number one cuddle champion in the entire Midwest. Although, I must admit, that part was in the small print. You're not having second thoughts, are you? Oh, good. I was about to revoke your subscription to every type of massage I've ever given you. Well, it's a good thing you love me. It's a good thing you threw away my receipt. Hey, not speaking of new TV shows, a friend of mine is bugging me to watch Killing Eve. And since our contract clearly states that if one of us watches a show, the other has to watch with them while cuddling under the thickest duvet we own. Ah, I see. Your lawyer has reminded you of this clause. Yeah, it looks good. Sandra Oh's in it, and she's the lead. You know how I love strong women of color in leading roles. I need the representation. Yeah, and I knew you love her in Grey's Anatomy, and I loved her in Princess Diaries, so. What? Principal Gupta is a national treasure. What's what about? Oh, the show, right. Jesus. Sorry, my brain turned off when you took your seat. So, the show is about an MI6 agent who's supposed to find this Russian assassin. Because, of course, she's Russian. Russian to kill some people to death. Where did that stereotype even come from? I feel like Russia probably has the same amount of spies as any country. I don't know. Anyway. So, the assassin's name is Villanelle, and she's just this total unit of a tiny person. Kind of like you. She can speak like 7 languages, and yet no love languages until she meets Sandra Oh's character, which I totally understand. She travels the world to do her kills, and she's a psychopath, because, I mean, who else just kills for money? What else? there's this organization called the 12, and they supposedly control the world. I don't know. They order assassinations, and Villanelle is one of the agents who carry out their plans. Sounds interesting, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty intrigued.
It's been ages since we've binge-watched anything. I think Elementary was probably the last show we were stuck on.
God, that was the good stuff.
Hmm? Your feet are cold.
Oh, jeez. I've been so busy pitching the new show, I've neglected my precious cargo.
Here, cover up those tootsies.
Hmm? No, you're not heavy at all. Besides, you're like a tiny furnace.
My portable space heater comes with everything, including cute hair, cute eyes, and this cute little nose.
Ah, how can I forget? An extra cute, pouty little mouth.
That's my sweet girl. Oh, you know, the garden center is closing at the Loblaws very soon. I've had my eye on a couple of plants there, actually.
Oh, it's not much. I just wanted some tomato plants, maybe a blueberry bush, and a raspberry one, so the blueberry one doesn't get lonely. Some basil and mint, maybe one of those miniature evergreens.
I know we have limited space, but can you imagine how fresh our air is gonna be?
They have itty-bitty strawberry plants, too, and they're perennials.
Yeah, exactly. The gift that keeps on giving.
And the blueberries, apparently they're the jelly bean variety, which is the cutest thing in the world. After your luminous self, of course.
And I was thinking of starting some sunflowers, but those I can just get from the dollar store.
Yeah, like the good kush.
I was also thinking maybe we should do like a little pot of wildflowers, you know, for the bees and the butterflies. I know we're on the 9th floor, but when the bees find out about our incredible stock of wildflowers, they'll come buzzing in, no doubt.
No, I don't have a problem. I'm just naturally inclined to own as many plants as I can.
Plant Mama is a title I worked hard to earn.
Oh, come on, you love it.
Don't pretend you didn't fuss over the orchids as much as I did when they started drooping that one time.
Admit defeat.
Come on. Do it for the fresh strawberries.
Hmm? Hey. Baby?
Hello?
Just dozing?
All right, sweetie. Let's go to bed. Come on. Up we get.
Here we go. I wonder if the Sydney Zoo knows one of its cutest koalas has escaped.
Well, I certainly know where she is.
All right. On the bed we go.
Good night, baby.
Sweet dreams.